Hi, this is the second podcast for helping you through your prelims this week. I'm going to talk about some essay points today. Remember, when you're doing your essay, in the introduction, to set the scene by explaining briefly the context in which the essay relates to. So, for example, if you were doing the collapse of the Weimar Republic, the rise of the Nazi essay, you should explain how defeat in the First World War saw power in Germany had been handed down from the Kaiser to a new democratically run government, but at a time of financial difficulties and a harsh peace treaty. Then signpost your argument by first mentioning the factor in the essay title, and let's just say for this example it's the financial reasons, and state that the various financial crises had a major influence on how people voted and felt about the Weimar Republic and the Nazis. But also having an influence in the effectiveness of the Weimar Republic was its unpopularity from extreme right and left-wing groups, not to mention the problems emerging from proportional representation. So, despite a period of relative normality in the late 20s, the effect of the Great Depression saw Germans look for alternatives and were attracted to the claims of the Nazis. So, what I've done there is mention all the factors that will appear in the essay and appear in your line of argument without actually just listing them. So, try and practice that at home before the prelim. The main section of the essay should be organised and have a clear line of argument all the way through. In isolated factor essays, deal with the factor in the essay title first and in some depth with a judgment on its significance at the end of that paragraph. Then link into and cover the other factors at each stage, answering the question set by coming to some judgment on the factor's importance, influence, or significance. Quotes can help boost your grade when using them effectively. For example, use a quote to confirm a judgment you've made, or use two quotes to show some historical debate about what you're talking about. The conclusion should be an evaluation of your judgments synthesized into a sort of overall assessment of all the factors. It is good to have the word however in there, around about the middle probably. And by that I mean sum up what you consider to be the factors that play a part in the story, but then state, however, it would appear that the most significant factor or factors in this story, blah blah blah, is, and so forth. So there you are, some more advice on doing your essay. Remember, I'm going to be using a new marking scheme which can be found in the SQA website, and I'll put a link to it on this website. Okay, good luck.